Good afternoon.
I'd like to call the March 30th meeting of the City of Escondido Zoning Administrator to order. I'm Andrew Firestone, the Director of Development Services. And this afternoon, we have Greg Mattson here representing city staff. And just for the record, we also have
Nina Ray with RSI Group, and we are the applicant for balcony on the conditional use permit.
Not for same with RSI Group.
Excellent, thank you. So this afternoon, we have a minor conditional use permit, PL22-0534. And is there a staff presentation of this item?
Just briefly, thank you, Andy. This is a project is at 645 Mission Avenue. It's an existing oil change facility now. It's been under fencing for the last 3 years since they closed it down. It's become an eyesore and kind of code of compliance because a lot of the stuff is being broken into and fences taken down. So this is a good opportunity for the city to move forward with rehabilitation of it. And I'm glad to see this going back into the existing oil facility because it's suited perfectly for that, obviously. And they're going to be doing some renovations both on the site as well as the interior, bringing it all up to speed for more code compliance, environmental stuff, additional storage, redoing some office space, as well as enhancing and improving the frontage along Mission Avenue, because right now there's a lot of dirt and bare dirt and stuff like that. So they're going to enhance the landscaping around that, as well as expand a little bit into the adjacent property for additional parking and handicap access.
Excellent. So with this minor conditional use permit, I believe this grants 2 years for the restoration of the prior use, is that correct? And what is the applicant's intent in terms of making those improvements that we're seeing with the conditions? What time frame should we expect?
Oh, we actually are ready to start now if we can get a building permit. So as soon as we have all the permits in here, we'll be getting the project and we are getting it. That's maybe in a few months you should be seeing that all done and ready to open.
Excellent. Okay. Anything else, Greg?
No, this is the project has been duly noted on the public in the newspaper and it's been posted on site, so they met all those requirements for the posting.
Okay.
And we have reviewed all the conditions of approval and we as applicant and client have agreed to the conditions.
Excellent. And as an existing facility, this is also exempt from CEQA.
That is correct.
Okay. So with resolution number 2023-03, we have the conditions of approval that have been referenced by the applicant. And with that, I will move to approve resolution number 2023-03.
Thank you.
And that is the only item of business for the zoning administrator today. And with that, I will close out and adjourn the meeting.